proclamation number 5741 dated the August 7th, 1953. Change of will in freedom. Perfection. The distance from me cannot be reduced by my will. Instead, your will must accomplish this alone. For my will did not disown you. Instead, you left me of your own free will. You rejected me and thereby created a gulf between yourselves and me, which you will now have to bridge yourselves if you want to come back to me. I myself will welcome you with open arms again if you return into your father's house. But I will never bring you back to me against your will, because I am less interested in possessing you than in your love for me, which will subsequently change your will so that you return to me voluntarily. However, a return to me signifies unlimited bliss, and thus you can and must create your own state of happiness. It cannot be given to you by me if the prerequisite that your will is turned towards me does not exist. I am willing to give you everything. I will truly not deny you anything you desire. Yet it is not possible for me to enslave your will, since then I myself would have to contravene my law of eternal order. For my living creations were created in my image. These beings had to possess free will because they emerged from me in perfection, and anything that was externalized by me in perfection can certainly become imperfect of its own will, yet not through my will. Hence it was able to turn its will away from me. But I cannot now enslave the free will and thereby remove from my living creation the evidence of its divine origin. For I am perfect and therefore do not contravene my eternal order. Hence I cannot prevent people from sinning and leading a wrong way of life. I cannot force them to believe in me and even less force to them love me, thus to return to me again. I can only do everything which might, yet does not have to change the will. Otherwise no distant being would truly exist any longer, but neither would there be a free and happy being of perfection. Free will is the fundamental law of eternity, and it is also the fundamental law in every being created by me. You humans must accept this explanation for the conditions on earth which seem so imperfect to you, and which only the human being's free will can change. What my power can accomplish has already been achieved by my love. However, where the freedom of your will must be preserved, only you can become active yourselves, and my love will grant you every support. It is, after all, my own will that you should return to me. And even if eternities pass by before you strive towards me of your own free will again, I will nevertheless never guide you back forcibly, because it is my will that you shall attain your original state of perfection once more, because it is my will that you, as my children, voluntarily surrender to me in love. Amen.